Hi, my name's Jackson. My wife cheated on me with my neighbor. She moved in with him and even took our son with her. But what awaited her in the end was more than satisfying for me. Before I tell you the rest of my story, remember to subscribe to the channel. Give this video a thumbs up and hit that notification bell icon to show your support for me. When I married Ivy, I was on top of the world. I thought I was the luckiest guy. But over the years, Ivy had turned into someone else. Someone I hardly recognized. From being carefree and loving, she became this hoarding, gold-digging monster that didn't at all resemble the girl I fell in love with in high school. All she did now was go to the mall and collect every single Funko Pop she can find. I'm all for geeking out and staying true to our game ourselves. That's how we fell in love, anyway. But she's taken it to a whole new level. And it wasn't just her money that she was spending now. She'd been secretly transferring thousands of dollars from my own account to fund her obsession. And when I set my account to notify me before any purchase was approved, she even began messing around with our son's college fund. I decided I had to put a stop to it all. Come, sit, babe.
Babe, what's up?
Where were you today?
What? Why? Just... nowhere. I was at Gillian's. She did my nails, and we spilled some tea, you know?
What's in the bag, Ivy? Ivy hid the bag behind her and blinked far too many times for it to be natural.
It's nothing. Just... it's a casserole.
In a GameStop bag with what looks like boxes in it?
Yes! What's wrong with you? Why are you asking me all these questions?
I grabbed the bag, and before she could move to get it away from my grasp, I'd already gotten a hold of it. She tried to pull it away, but the flimsy plastic tore, and boxes upon boxes of Funko Pops tumbled out and onto the floor. Ivy's look of shame would have been funny if I didn't know she'd stolen from our son's account. Where'd you get this money for this, Ivy?
It doesn't matter. What do you care? Just let me have the things I want.
It does matter, Ivy. That's our son's college fund you're throwing away on these things. Our only son.
So what? I deserve this.
So what? So how's our son ever gonna get the education he deserves? If you've already squandered it all away on toys, you have an entire garage's worth of these things. When's it gonna end? And fine. If you want to buy them, get a job so you can pay for it yourself. Don't steal from our kid just so you could buy your toys. My wife didn't talk to me for a week after that fight. But she didn't buy a single thing after that either. I was coming out of a cafe after having a meeting with some clients when I saw her running out of the mall, all excited, clutching a box. She stuffed it into the back of her car and quickly drove away. I decided to follow her. And it wasn't long until I realized she wasn't driving back home. She eventually pulled over at some industrial park. I followed her, stalking her like a spy until I saw where she was headed. Ivy pulled up the steel gate, and behind the storage unit she just unlocked lay an infinite amount of toys. Wall to wall and floor to ceiling was covered in toys I never even knew she had bought. I checked my accounts on my phone. I checked our son's college fund. No change. She hadn't taken a single cent. Where was she getting all that money? I wish I hadn't found out. Because when I saw her kissing the neighbor one day after I'd come home early from work, it broke my heart. You're really selling yourself cheap, Ivy. For some toys, you'd really throw yourself over to this guy? Our neighbor? Seriously, he could be your dad!
What are you even doing here so early? Come away! You're embarrassing me!
I'm embarrassing you! Look at yourself! You're throwing yourself at a 50-year-old convicted criminal just so you could buy toys!
Well, maybe if you worked harder or were richer, I wouldn't have to. Maybe if you just let me buy the things I want, I wouldn't look for a sugar daddy.
Work harder? I'm literally breaking my back for you and for our son. For years I let you spend my money because I wanted to make you happy. But it's over. I'm done. I'm filing for divorce.
Oh yeah? Well, good luck to you and your ugly piece of crap house. I'm moving in with Ted, and I'm taking my son with me.
It wasn't as if she cared about our kid. She just did it to spite me. But try as hard as I might, the courts granted her custody. I'm willing to bet Ted's lawyers had something to do with that. Ted was more than happy to rub it in. Every morning, whenever we'd accidentally see each other from either side of the street as we collected our mail, he'd give me a smug look, and then he'd shout some condescending comment like, "Hey, neighbor, I see your car's broken again." Or, "Your wife says hi." Sometimes I just want to rush him and beat his smug face into the pavement. But I would only take a deep breath and smile and wave. One day, I'll prove him wrong. One day, I'll get back at him and Ivy. One day, I'll get my son back. That was what I promised myself. The funny thing was, our families seemed to be blending into each other no matter how much we wanted to push each other away. Ted's daughter occasionally would come over. I don't really know why she started doing so, but she told me it was because she was sick and tired of having that gold digger in her house. I know what you mean. I laughed at the fact that I wasn't the only one Ivy was driving insane. Shay and I became close. Sometimes, she'd come over with lasagna and we'd spend the whole night binge-watching shows and movies until the sun came up. It was inevitable that Shay and I fell in love. I saw in her someone who was genuine. Someone who wasn't after material things. And she loved my son. Even if he was half Ivy. Our relationship infuriated my ex-wife. And even more so, it put Ted on a warpath towards me. "How dare you date my daughter? Did you think I'd just let this go? What's wrong with me dating her? She's a grown woman. Certainly closer to my age than you and my wife."
"Teddy, go home. I'm tired of you trying to control my life. I can date whoever I want, and I love Jackson."
I didn't even notice Ivy had come running across the street. She was already butting into our conversation.
"Love? Who could ever love such a weak man? He's way too poor for you, honey. And you're too poor for my dad."
"Don't you dare talk to your stepmother like that. And she's right. Where are you gonna live? In this dump he calls a house? He's gonna take you around in that rundown car. He can barely get it to work on a good day."
"Gross. Don't you ever call her my stepmom ever again. Not in front of me. If you're that against it, then guess what? I'm moving in with Jackson, and nothing you can do can change my mind."
Ivy really, really hated that. And it was because of something I didn't even know. Shay was her dad's only heir, and when he dies, she gets everything. He hasn't even named Ivy in his will. So one day, when Shay and I went to a skiing trip, Ivy made sure to go to the same resort, dragging Ted and my son along with her. She tried as hard as she could to ruin our holiday. Whenever my girlfriend and I would do something, she'd be there, Ted along with her. A miserable heap of 5 different jackets as he complained constantly of his bad joints in the cold. But nothing would ruin the fun Shay and I had. We enjoyed every second of it, paying no mind to my ex-wife. But Ivy did not give up. She arranged for some lady to come to my room. I think her plan was that the girl would flirt with me and Shay would catch us. But unfortunately for her, the $100 she paid the girl was not worth the effort and the girl immediately confessed everything. The bonus? Shay was right there in the room with me. We could not stop laughing at her stupid attempt. The funny thing was, on our last night, before we left for home, Shay and I had dinner at a restaurant down from the resort. And it just so happened that Ivy was there too. But Ted was not. Ivy was pulling out all the stops for the guy she was talking to. He was one of the executives we met at the resort bar. She touched his arms and whispered things really close to his ear. They laughed and she even planted a few kisses on his lips. It looked like my ex-wife was on the hunt for a younger, better-looking sugar daddy. I caught everything on video, and the first thing I did was show it to poor, old Ted the moment we got back to the resort. We left our flight without Ivy. Ted dumped her on the spot and canceled her ticket. He also threw away all her stuff the moment we got home. I don't know how Ivy ever got home, but Ted never let her back into his house. Shay and I are now engaged, and I got my son back.